With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A number of world leaders in France now for the 80th anniversary of D-Day, commemorating the invasion that helped bring an end to World War II. Also on hand, several hundred Americans, all of them combat veterans, who are now in their late 90s. Several of them have reached 100. The battle lines are drawn in Montana, where Republicans hope to flip in their bid to reclaim the Senate majority. Here's Bob Agnew.
Businessman Tim Sheehy has won the Republican primary. He'll face off with rare red state Democrat incumbent John Tester. He also won his primary on Tuesday. Republicans hoping to improve their numbers in the upper chamber consider Tester vulnerable. He remains the only Democrat holding statewide office in Montana, and Joe Biden lost to Donald Trump there in 2020. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Bernie Sanders has fired back at House Speaker Mike Johnson. That for suggesting the senator and other members who boycott Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address before Congress are, quote, siding with terrorists.
Speaker Johnson, along with House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, invited Netanyahu in a May 31st letter to address Congress. A tentative plan to have Netanyahu speak to lawmakers on June 13th, while President Biden is scheduled to be in Italy at a summit, was ruled out Monday because it falls on the Jewish holiday of Shavuot. Sanders, who has emerged as one of the most critical U.S. lawmakers of Netanyahu's leadership and the conduct of his war against Hamas, reiterated his pledge in recent days to boycott the congressional address. At a Tuesday press conference, Johnson called out Sanders by name. Sanders, responding to a clip of the comments, firmly reiterated his condemnation of Hamas. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And this is SRN News. Louisiana could soon require displaying the Ten Commandments in every public school classroom.
The legislation received final approval from the state's GOP-dominated legislature, and if enacted, would make Louisiana the first state with such a requirement. It mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Similar bills have been proposed in other states, but none have passed. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Pakistan's army promoting the first Christian woman to brigadier general. Prime Minister congratulated Helen Mary Roberts, praising her hard work and dedication. Pakistan's Christian community is the second largest minority in that Muslim nation. Although minorities have equal rights, Christians there often face a lot of harassment. This is SRN News. A New York Governor Kathy Hochul is indefinitely delaying implementation of a plan to charge motorists big tolls to enter the core of Manhattan.
I have come to the difficult decision that implementing the planned congestion pricing system risks too many unintended consequences for New Yorkers at this time. For that reason, I have directed the MTA to indefinitely pause the program.
She says, quote, a $15 charge puts a squeeze on the very people who make this city go. NVIDIA's stock price has more than doubled this year after more than tripling last year, and is now the third most valuable company in the S&P 500. Stock rose again today to surpass $3 trillion in market value. More details at srnnews.com.